Recently, a young man went into a school and would love to have killed, I'm sure, many more, but killed a couple more students. And this is a recurring event in America. But he brought a note before he went into the school and did this. And the note basically said, "I have no friends. I've always been a loner. I have no social life. I've never had a girlfriend." And basically what he was saying is, "I have no hope." And in America right now, it's one of the saddest things is that people have no place to place, nothing to hope for or in. And without hope, what a mess we're in. And for those of us who know the steadfast and sure hope that is Jesus Christ, there's never been a greater or sweeter time to share hope in a hopeless world. And it's a privilege, it is a joy to point people to something that is steadfast and sure. And we can know that at the end of all things, when it's all settled and done, how this is going to end. We are going to be in the presence of Christ. We're going to have new bodies. We're going to be in a place where there's no more death, no more sin, no more sorrow, no more sickness, where evil cannot enter. Are you kidding me? It's a blessed hope, right? And yet the world has lost hope and sense of that. And our Christmas program this year at Grace Place is going to be special. It's the Sunday night before Christmas at 6:00. You're invited. Come. It's something my wife has wrote. The title of the program is called "Hope Came for Me." Hope came. And it sure did. He sure did, because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And in this Christmas program is going to be some stories where people that were feeling desperate and in difficult situations rediscovered the hope of Jesus Christ. And that's what the world needs. It needs to be pointed in a world where love has been perverted and where men are lovers of self and pleasures more than lovers of God. Where all hope is taken away because we can't trust. We've lost faith in the FBI. We've lost faith in our judges. We've lost faith in politicians. We've lost faith even in the election process, where we are talking about having to have watchers over the election boxes and all that. And it's because honesty and corruption has replaced honesty. And with this, hope has been ripped away from so many. But for those who know Christ can sit and say with me and testify with my wife that there was a day when hope came for me. I remember it well. I hope you remember yours. Oh, what a blessed, blessed thought to know that when there is nothing left to hold on to in this world, we hold on to Christ. We hold on to His Word. We hold on to His promise. We hold on to His power. We hold on to His strength. We hold on to His grace. We hold on to His love. We hold on to His purpose. We hold on to Him, and He holds on to us. And that is hope. Have a great weekend.